The following is a home program given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 21st, 2010, in Lanesha, South Africa.
So, they invited me for the give the speech, and I went and told them all about Krishna, and they gave me a critique from the technical side. They said, "You gave an excellent lecture. There was no planning, well, I have to have an introduction, I just spoke about Krishna, that's it." So really, that is stated in Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangun Lamgati Girim Yat Kripat Tamahang Vande Shri Guru Dina Taranam. By the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master, the lame man can cross over the mountain, and the dumb man can deliver eloquent speeches. So, this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. You don't have to be a great time manager or a great corporate executive, or you don't require any big qualifications. All you have to do is dedicate your life to Krishna, and you're going to be successful. You're going to be a highly successful person in whatever you're doing. If you make Krishna the center, you'll be successful. That's a fact. So people are struggling, you know, they're going to the university, struggling, thinking, how can I be successful? And they come out and they can't even get a job. And people, they don't realize what the real success formula is. The real success formula is simply to follow this instruction. Become, always think of Krishna. Manmana, madbhakto, become the devotee of Krishna. Majaji, worship Krishna. Namaskaru, and offer your obeisances to Krishna. If you'll do these four things, think of Krishna, become a devotee of Krishna, worship Krishna, and offer your obeisances to Krishna. These four things. They're so important things. He gives the same four items also in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 34. Same four items are given. Manmanama madbhakto majaji mang namaskaru. Now, it doesn't mean it's wrong to go to college and get a degree. Or it's wrong to, you know, start a business. No, I'm not saying that. No. One should offer those in Krishna's service. That's the point. That every result is coming from this. It is not for my sense gratification. Whatever result comes from my activities, that's for Krishna. It's not for me. That is the meaning of, that's called real sannyas, you see. Everyone in Vedic culture means everyone is sannyasi. The real meaning of Vedic culture is everyone should offer the result of their work to Krishna. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. Yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad jahosi dadasi yat, yat tapashashi konteya, tat kadushva madarpanam. It's such a simple thing. I really like what Prabhupada is saying here in Bhagavad Gita 1865 Purport. It's so nice thing. Simply, one has to mold his life in such a way that he's always Krishna conscious. In other words, you have to make all the arrangements, you see. Because we're stuck in the middle of the material world right now, our consciousness is pulled away from Krishna by so many things. So you simply have to arrange everything in your life so that you can be Krishna conscious. Your home should be arranged to facilitate your Krishna consciousness. Your car should be arranged so that when you get in your car, you think of Krishna. There's some pictures of Krishna there. I know we drive a car in the U.S. and I have the same Radha Govinda that are very dear to me. I have the matter on the a nice picture there on the dashboard. Every time I get in, there's Radha Govinda. You see. And then you can have some nice CDs or MP3, some music and lectures available. So immediately you can just press the button and you can hear Prabhupada. You see, you arrange everything, your car, your house, your room, your laptop, your smartphone, whatever you have, arrange it so there's Krishna consciousness. There are pictures of Krishna, kirtans. And in your office, if you have a cubicle or a desk, you can put a picture of Krishna there, a picture of Srila Prabhupada, a picture of your spiritual master. In this way, wherever you go, in all situations, arrange your life so that you're always from morning and when you get up until you go to bed at night, you have full facility to connect everything with Krishna. This is a wonderful guidance that Prabhupada is giving us. It's not really difficult to do this. It's just a matter of being conscientious. It's just a matter of desiring to be Krishna conscious, really, understanding that any other type of consciousness besides Krishna consciousness is suicidal. It's suicidal. Why would I want to commit suicide? If I gave you a knife, would you cut your throat? You see? That would be crazy. Who wants to cut their throat? So, to not be Krishna conscious means we're cutting our throat. Simply cutting our throats. Why? Because we have evolved through 8,400,000 species of life to this human form. And now we have the opportunity to get out of the cycle and go back to our original identity in the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. But if we are diverted by sense gratification, we lose that opportunity. We can even be dragged down to the lower species, down to the animal kingdom, or even the plant kingdom, or even the germ Rudya, Krimma Rudya Sankhya Kyaha, that 1,100,000 species of worms and insects. We can even be dragged down to become a worm or an insect if we are not in a Krishna conscious mood. So, therefore, we should take very seriously this process. We're interested to spread the movement, and actually that's the most important thing, is to make the world Krishna conscious. But Prabhupada said that it's even more important to save yourself. And the fact is, if you can't save yourself, how you can save anybody else? What will your preaching be? If you yourself are not Krishna conscious, what kind of preaching can you do? Won't be very effective. So if you want to do some good for the people of this planet, start with yourself. You're one of the people of this planet. Start with yourself. Make yourself a pure devotee. Absorb yourself in Krishna Bhakti 24/7. That means if you're looking for entertainment, don't think of going to some mundane movie. Is it? Think of how to go to the Supreme Movie Theater within your heart. Do you know you have a cinema in your heart? Instead of going to some mundane movie, you can attend a movie within your heart. Krishna's pastimes are going on eternally. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are going on eternally. And if you purify your heart of all the contamination and get your transcendental television set repaired by the spiritual master who is the repairman and the senior Vaishnavas, if you will get your television set repaired, it's broken right now. If you get your television set repaired, then you can see in that cinema of your heart all the pastimes of Krishna going on. And Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, you can see these wonderful pastimes going on at this very minute. I was reading today how the pastimes of the Lord are going on in the holy dham eternally. You see, they never stop going on. So Krishna's is still performing his leelas. They're happening right now. And you can connect with those leelas simply by becoming serious to always be Krishna conscious. I want to do those things which enhance my Krishna consciousness, and I want to avoid those things which destroy my Krishna consciousness. Atyahara prashash priyashascha prajalpa niyamagraha janishangashchal gayang tar shadvir bhakti vinashyati. It is described by Rupa Goswami, the six things that will destroy one's devotional service: overeating and over-collecting, atyahara, priyashash, over-endeavoring, prajalpo, talking nonsense, atyahara, priyashascha, prajalpo, niyamagraha. Niyamagraha has a twofold meaning. It is, one meaning is niyama agraha. Another meaning is niyama agraha. One of them means to be too attached to, and the other means to be too neglectful of. So to be either too attached to or too neglectful of the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness, that will destroy one's Krishna consciousness. Niyama agraha. Janashangash, that means the association of unwanted person, non-devotees. One is attached to mundane association that can destroy one's Krishna consciousness. Janasangash chalyaoyam cha, greediness. One is very greedy for sense enjoyment, that will destroy one's Krishna consciousness. So anyway, in this way, we have to try to understand what it means to be Krishna conscious. And we have to be serious to how to apply it 24 hours a day. And it's really exciting once you get into it, once you get that taste for Krishna consciousness going, you know, once you get a little accustomed to it. Maybe a little difficult in the beginning because we're accustomed to sense enjoyment. But if you train yourself to become more attracted to Krishna than you are to any type of material sense pleasure, whether it's sex life or money or eating or anything like that, anything that's normally attractive in this world, if you will train yourself to be attracted to Krishna more than anything else, you see, that will save you from the clutches of the Yamadutas at the time of death. This is a very powerful process. Very, very powerful process. There's an amazing story. I'll kind of wrap it up here. But there was one member of our temple in San Diego. And he was more into Shiva, but actually. He was a Shiva. That was his background, devotion to Shiva. But he was still, he liked the temple, he liked the devotees, and he was participating in the programs of the temple. So something, he had some accident, or I don't know what it was, a stroke or something. He was on the verge of death. He was in the hospital in a coma. He went in and out of a coma four times. And they didn't think he would make it, but finally he came back. He recovered. He told our temple president there how the Yamadutas had come, they had come four times to get him. They had come four times to get him. And each time he said, "I'm just depending on Krishna." And they said, "Oh," and they let him go. Four times. He said, "I'm just depending on Krishna." You see? And he wasn't that great. He wasn't even that fired up about Krishna consciousness, but he was an active member of the temple. He liked the devotees, and he was more into Shiva. But still, because of that attachment to the temple, when those Yamadutas came, he said, "I'm just depending on Krishna." And then now he's really fired up about Krishna consciousness after that experience. You see? Because the Yamadutas are real. He met them four times, if you can imagine. Four times they came to try to take him to Yamaraj. Four times they came. But every time he said, I'm just depending on Krishna. And they said, all right, I won't touch you. So this is very important. You cultivate Krishna consciousness. This is not just fun and games here. We're talking serious business. Okay? When those Yamadutas come, you want to be, if they do, you see, you want to be Krishna conscious, and they won't leave, they won't touch it. They won't touch it. They're real. We actually, there was one lady we were cultivating. Actually, Mataji cultivated her very nicely. And she almost died, and she told us how she saw the Yamadutas. These monstrous characters were coming. We were present with her in the hospital, and she almost died. And they, the last second, they gave her some medicine, which caused an allergic reaction. Her tongue swelled up so much she was choking on her own tongue. She was suffocating. Her tongue got so big she couldn't breathe, and she was dying. So Mataji was yelling the name of Krishna in her ear, and I ran to get the nurse. She gave another injection to counteract the first injection. And she came out of it. But she told us how she saw the Yamadutas coming together. You see? And she was a member of the temple. She wasn't initiated yet, but she was a member of the temple. And the Yamadutas were coming. So it's got to be, it's serious business. I mean, you really got to be, take it very seriously to become Krishna conscious. So our time has run out. Do we have time for questions? All right, now questions. Written down. Oh, very good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Maharaj, how do we imbibe and embrace Lord Chaitanya's teachings of humility, tolerance, and forgiveness? Because a lot of times, especially when dealing with materialists, it often seems or betrays a sign of weakness. Well, when it comes to dealing with materialists, we should be seen as stronger than any materialist. Let me ask you, was Hanuman a humble devotee? Yes. He was very humble. Was he strong? Mm-hmm. You better believe it. Mm-hmm. He burned the whole city of Lanka to the ground. I don't know what was left, but he devastated the city of Lanka. Was Arjuna humble? Yes. Was he strong? Yes. He's the most powerful warrior. Was Prabhupada humble? Yes. Was he strong? Yes, he was the strongest preacher. He told us when he came to Africa the first time, Prabhupada was saying, he went to Nairobi, I think, was the first place. Anyway, I know he went to Nairobi in 71, yeah. He wrote me. One letter, he said, P.S., we're going to Nairobi on a Friday night. So anyway, that great personality, Srila Prabhupada, he told us, I act like a king because nobody can defeat me. So our humility with materialists, we are humble before the teachings of Krishna. It's like you're in a, let's say you're an actor in a play, okay. Humility means you do whatever the director tells you to do. Whatever role he tells you to play, you play it exactly the way he tells you to play it. That's humble, you see. You're submissive to your director. He says, I want you to play the role like this. Then you do that. Now that means you're submissive to the director. He wants you to be very meek, like a little lamb. You do that. He wants you to be like a lion, you do that. Because you're submissive to your director. So, A devotee, he is submissive to Krishna. He is submissive to Lord Chaitanya. He is submissive to his spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. And in their order, when he is to be meant to be as angry as fire, he does that. That's his humility. His showing of strength is humility. Just like one time, I don't think you've heard this story, but I was out distributing prasadam on University Avenue in Gainesville, just by the campus, the University of Florida campus. And some smart aleck hippie character, I had a bowl of Simply Wonderfuls, those nice sweets that Papa taught us to make. I was handing out the sweets. So this smart aleck hippie, he just took his hands and went wham and knocked all the sweets out into the street. You see? So, humility means to do what is necessary to teach someone else how to be Krishna conscious. So, here's a person who's committed a great offense. You see? The light was red, and the cars were going to be rolling in a few minutes. They're going to run over all the Simply Wonderfuls. It's pretty bad, you know, what he did. It's pretty, a very grave offense. So what would be the best service you could do for that poor, that stupid hippie character? We convince him to go pick up the sweets, right? Then that way he neutralizes his offense. Actually, I was successful in convincing him to pick up all the sweets. Did I do it by saying, "Oh, my dear sir, please, don't, you should not have done something like that." No, I didn't do that. I became very heavy. Now, I'm not a heavy fighter. I never really hit anybody, you know, heavy duty like a fighter. But I became like a heavy duty fighter. I didn't use any foul language, like, you know, or materialists would do. But I'm not going to imitate it now because it would hurt my ears, okay? But I took my finger like this. I was like this far from him. And I'm going to do it in a very soft way, like I said. I said, I put so much anger as if I was going to kill him. I put so much anger in it, I said, "You better get out there and pick up those sweets right now." Like that. You see? And I yelled at the top of my lung. I did it in a whisper. Otherwise, I'd have an earache for a week. He went like that. And he ran out in the street and he picked up all those sweets before the light turned green. I gave him the basket. Actually, I helped him, you know. But both of us went out there and picked up all those sweets before the light turned green. And the car started rolling again, you see. So, was I humble? Yes, I was humble before Lord Chaitanya. But before him, was I humble? No. I acted as I was willing to kill that rascal if he didn't do what I said. You see. So, try to understand what it means to be humble. Humble before Guru and Krishna. And a powerful leader before the materialist people. That is our humility, to help them. You see, we're being humble to help them. So don't think you have to just be, you know, offering obeisances to every dog up and down the street who comes and barks at you. "Oh, my dear dog, you're barking at me. And I bow down, you know, vancha kalpa trubhyascha." No. You do your business. Whatever your humility is to do whatever duty your spiritual master has given you. That is humility. That is humility. If my guru has told me to save the world, then you get out there and save the world. Prabhupada ordered us. He said, "Become guru, deliver the whole world." So our humility is we want to take leadership of this planet. We want to convince these rascals to close the slaughterhouses, close the liquor shop, stop this nonsense gay marriage, ridiculous nonsense, you see? We're very strong. We're very strong. Now everywhere gay marriage, you know, it's a new thing, you know. Everywhere gay marriage. They have, you know, they have mayors of leading cities in the U.S. are gay people, openly gay. They have Christian bishops who are gay. He lives with his gay boyfriend. He's a Christian bishop, and they worship him as the supreme authority of the church. Can you imagine? It's absolutely insane what's going on right now. And now people are even having sex with dogs. I just saw a report that some man, he said how he was having sex with his dog. You see. It's such a crazy, crazy society. We have to become strong to speak against this. Can you imagine having sex with a dog? They're doing that. They tried having sex in this way, and they got tired of it. Now let's try a different way. They get tired of that. Now it's a different way. You see? Sense gratification never satisfies. So the point is, if you try to be happy through sense enjoyment, you're not going to be satisfied. You'll never be happy. No matter how much money you have, you'll want more. No matter how much sex you have, you're going to want more. All of these things, these material sense gratification things, they never satisfy you. Dushparenandalena cha. They never satisfy you. Your senses burn like fire and you're never satisfied. So if you want satisfaction, you have to be Krishna conscious. And if you want to convince people to take up Krishna consciousness, you have to show strong leadership. That attracts people. Not, you know, going down offering your obeisances to them. Of course, that humility can also be used in preaching. You simply have to see where it's effective. Sometimes that is advised, that you bow down at the feet of the materialist and flatter them 100 times. That is advised. So you have to see what's practical by your getting out there and preaching, because Krishna will give you the intelligence. Sometimes you want to show humility, and sometimes you want to show strength according to situations. That's because it is there. By Prabhadananda Saraswati, that you should bow down at the feet of the materialists and flatter them 100 times. And then when they ask you, what do you want? Then you take a strong leadership position. Says, my dear sir, whatever you've learned, kindly forget it. It's all nonsense. Now you take Bhagavad Gita and mold your life according to these teachings. You see. See, there's humility there. You're glorifying him. You're a great person. I appreciate you. That's humility. Successful book distributor who goes out on the street and approaches people all day, he knows how to be very humble. He's very friendly and kind to everybody. That's humility. But when it comes to taking the book, he's very strong. So here's another question. Hare Krishna Maharaj, if we are marginal energy, how are we overcome by Maya and inferior energy? Marginal energy means you can go either way. You can either be under the influence of the spiritual energy or the material energy. That is the meaning of marginal energy. On the border. You can go either way. It's like you're standing right on the edge of the ocean. You know, you're like 1 inch away from the water. So if you go a little bit this side, you get wet. You go a little this side, you're dry. So marginal means you're right there on the border between the two energies. What happens when the spiritual master disappears from this world? The sincere disciple who has loved his guru and served his guru throughout the life, who is always looking for the chance to see his guru, to serve his guru in his physical presence, when the spiritual master departs, his only solace is the orders of the spiritual master. Then he puts his full attention on serving the spiritual master's orders. That's what happens. And that way he doesn't lose his connection. How can one remove a lack of faith? By hearing from persons who have great faith, one will get faith. How do you distinguish between being strong with the materialist and when it is your own ego? Krishna will make it very clear. That's an easy thing to do, get on an ego trip. I am great. It's a subtle thing. The easy way is to see whether you were successful in preaching or not. If you're on an ego trip, you won't be very successful. If your strength is egotistical, you won't be very successful in preaching. But if you're in a genuine, humble mood of serving that person, you know, using strength to convince him, you see, then the result will be seen that they became Krishna conscious by your strength. So that's how you can tell the difference. If your preaching was successful, then your strength was humble strength. If your preaching was not successful, your strength was puffed up strength. So that's why we want to be successful preachers. Because that preaching will help you to fine-tune your own humility. Preaching gives you a very good indication of how you're doing in your Krishna consciousness. If one is empowered to convince others, that means that one is connecting with Krishna. You see, if I can connect you with Krishna, that means that I'm connecting with Krishna. Because if I'm not connected with Krishna, how can I connect you with Krishna? So preaching is a very good way to see how well am I connected with Krishna. So, next question's finished. Thing is, we have Bhagavad Gita. Does anybody want a signed Bhagavad Gita with special blessings? You can purchase one.